Now to the 20th century part of our program and the string quartet in E minor by Ethel Smyth, an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944. Her operatic output alone is enough to solidly imprint her name on musical history. In 1903, she conducted her opera Der Wald at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the first opera by a woman to be performed there. The fourth child in a comfortably off military family, she was born in London and grew up in Sidcup. Her father was a major general in the Royal Artillery. Ethel's love of music was triggered by a governess who had trained at the Leipzig Conservatoire and who played classical pieces to her on the piano. Ethel resolved that one day she too would be a student at the Leipzig. From her father, she met with fierce opposition. It was unthinkable that a young English woman should go unaccompanied to study abroad. Amateur music making was all very well, but it was not done to take up music professionally. Largely by making herself insufferable at home, Ethel wore down her father's resistance, and in 1877 he let her go to Leipzig. The adventure was a complete success. She made friends with Brahms, Grieg, Tchaikovsky, Clara Schumann, Joachim, and other front-ranking musicians. After a period at the conservatory, she arranged to take private lessons in counterpoint with Heinrich von Herzogenberg, composer and friend of Brahms. After her lessons with Herzogenberg, Smyth continued to study orchestration on her own, and the rest of her career included many orchestral, choral, and operatic works on a grand scale. Around 1913, after composing her fourth opera, she realized that she was gradually going deaf. Despite this hardship, she composed two more operas and several other major works. When World War I put an end to performances of her works, she embarked upon a second career as a writer. She wrote 10 books, mostly of an autobiographical nature, and many essays championing equal rights for women musicians. The string quartet in E minor is in four movements. The first two were composed in 1902, and the third and fourth in 1912. Now, for me, the third movement is extremely moving and communicative. See if you have the same experience. Interestingly, 1912, the year she composed the last two movements, was the year she served 2 months in prison for smashing a cabinet minister's window, the culmination of her two-year hiatus from composing, which was taken in order to fully throw herself into politics and the women's suffrage movement. I wonder if it was the composing break or the prison experience that improved her composing. At any rate, here it is now, the string quartet in E minor of Ethel Smyth, performed by the Fanny Mendelssohn Quartet. You're listening to Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle.